producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Now folks, if you'd like to check us out online, you can go ahead and do so. sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also jump over on our Twitter account, which is BradleyDean1, BradleyDean1EE. You can also go to our Facebook accounts, Bradley Dean. Again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio, and Sons of Liberty Media, Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because, friends, it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Folks, we follow the Christ here, 1 Corinthians 11:1, and there's a reason for that. Because we don't know everything He does. That's a good direction to go. And we have the mind of Christ. We have the heart of God, which is the work of the Holy Ghost through regeneration and renewing, creating in all of us clean hearts and renewing right spirits in us, that He would bestow the Holy Ghost upon us, that men might find all of their faith concerning the gospel of Jesus Christ, all of their faith, which is to be found in the gospel of Jesus Christ, which is by a power of the demonstration of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Outside of that, folks, you have with yours truly. And by the way, if you'd like to call in at any time over the next hour, you may. That number is 1-866-582-9933. Jumping over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. If you heard me chuckling during the intro, folks, there's a reason for that. Because, interestingly enough, people still want to remain blind as to what's going on here in the country. And why that is, I have no idea. They don't want to call it for what it is. That is how people become enslaved, and that's why America is becoming enslaved, is because of the fact that they will not call it for what it is. And the reason they do that is because, for the most part, they don't want to actually have to put their hand to the plow and deal with it as well, like others do. And let me tell you, those other are a very small minority that are actually out there doing this stuff, folks, that are on the cutting edge, that are on the front lines dealing with your enemies and calling it for what it is. Because, again, folks, we understand that all things are naked and open to the eyes with whom we have to do. So let's do what we're called to do by the power of the Holy Ghost. Amen? If I was in a black church right now, you know what they'd be saying? They'd be saying, bring it down, Brother Dean, bring it down. Here we go, friends. Barack Hussein Obama, so Barca, has already invited the infiltration of the Muslim Brotherhood into his administration. Now, folks, he's also elected to hire a Hamas terrorist as his Islamic State advisor. Did you hear what I said? America, what do you need? What more information do you need to call this for what it is? SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islamists, communists, and other totalitarians are prohibited by law from immigrating. According to the law, I shared a little bit about this with you yesterday. And Tim Brown, I had actually forwarded him some information. He done, he has done his own due diligence, and this is what he has come up with. Number one, this is notwithstanding the provision of Section 405B, no person shall hereafter be naturalized as a citizen of the United States, number one, who advocates or teaches, who is a member or affiliated with any organization that advocates or teaches opposition to all organized governments. That would be America. Number two, who is a member or affiliated with A, the Communist Party of the United States. By the way, there's 90 members of the of those that you would call your representatives that are actually Communist Party members. Just in case you didn't know. There's 90 of them, and they're boldly proclaiming that they're communists in American government, folks, which stands in contradiction and in contrast to who we are as black is to white. B, number two, any other totalitarian party of the United States, the Communist Party, political association, the communist or other totalitarian party of any state of the United States, of any foreign state or of any political or geographical subdivision of any foreign state, E, any section, subsidiary, branch, affiliate, or subdivision of any such association or party. Folks, if you think about what I just said right there, just right there, folks, do you know how many organizations would be ousted and held and would be held accountable for their violations of the Constitution of the United States of America? The ACLU, atheist organizations, homosexual organizations, Muslim organizations. I can go down the line, folks. These are unconstitutional because they're un-American. Going on. Number two, F, letter F, the direct predecessors or successors of any such association or party, regardless of what name such group or organization may have, for example, may be used, folks. In other words, what they like to do is they like to call themselves, like, for example, let's go back to the Communist Organization. Roger Baldwin said that, by the way, I didn't. But let's go back to the ACLU. Notice the name, American Civil Liberties Union. Okay, the ACLU. Did you get that? I just wanted to make sure you understood what it stood for. The acronym. Okay, ACLU. Right. Going to the ACLU. What does it stand for? Notice the name. Notice the name that communists like to use. They sound very American, don't they? American Civil Liberties Union. Folks, there's nothing American about a communist, but they call themselves American Civil Liberties Union. Okay? And again, just to clarify, Roger Baldwin is the one that said that the end of the ACLU is communism. Folks, there is a list of provisions found in Section 405B as to who can actually be admitted or considered to be a citizen of the United States, and who is not to be permitted to be a citizen of the United States of America. If you'd like to check that out, please do. Tim's already got 4,500 shares on this. The articles on Sons of Liberty Media, Islamists, communists, and other totalitarians are prohibited by law from immigrating to the United States of America. Folks, it really comes down to common sense. But again, understanding the law is what is being, well, evaded. Circumvented, ignored, given the finger by this administration. And we've seen this since day one. But when you begin to understand that the law is on your side, you, the people of this country, need to act as the law, stand up, and deal with the issues at hand. That's the only way things are going to change in this country, because if you're waiting for somebody else to do that, folks, that's just not going to happen. It never has in the past, and it never will in the future. And as I said to you yesterday, if you're just allowing or waiting for someone else to do the job, I want you to understand there is somebody doing the job, but they're not the people that you want doing it.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together. Are you tired of hearing nothing but gloom and doom from the mainstream media? It's time to turn the dial and start learning the truth of who you are so you know where you're going. That's why we at the Sons of Liberty are proud to introduce our new media outlet, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Every day, we're posting articles written by contributors from coast to coast who are actually in the fight in this culture war, bringing you the news and history the mainstream media does not want you to hear. sonsoflibertymedia.com. Get the news with resolve.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, for the emails and the responses on Facebook and phone calls and texts that I receive on a daily basis, it's absolutely astounding that you have time to call me on a personal note, but when it comes to what's going on national radio, you should have enough information after listening to the Sons of Liberty radio for years as to actually weigh in and really share with us, throw it on the table as to what you're doing on your front, because people are encouraged by hearing the testimonials from others that are actually out there doing the stuff the way that we are. So, folks, if you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933, please do not wait until the last minute like you usually do. Why you do that, I don't know, but the fact of the matter is I'm usually jumping, I'm usually hot on something, and the fact of the matter is that I don't want to actually close up for a new conversation at the very last segment, if at all possible. I'm not deterring you from calling, but I'm just suggesting that you call beforehand. 1-866-582-9933. Folks, right before the break, I was talking to you about, well, what needs to take place in this country? We've always talked about that. Here's another side note, too. It's interesting how many times people will call me or email me and ask me, what do we do? What do we do? What do we do? What do we do? Here, I can tell you what you do. Here's real leadership for you. Follow the Christ. Follow the Christ. Follow the Christ. Because what happens in my life and how it works in my life isn't going to work for you. We have individual calls by God. He operates through men and women differently. Just do. And you can't steer a moving car. You have to move and trust God that He's going to work through you. And He does. For as many are led by the Spirit of God, ye, these are sons of God. So here's the answer to America's dilemma. Stand up and do something. Follow the Christ and do what He commands. That's it. It's not difficult. It's not complicated. I mean, that's what the Bible is, right? It's an example for us to follow. And as I was talking about right before the break, friends, what's happening in this country is the American people are allowing someone else to do the job. But friends, you need to understand the people that are doing the job are not the ones that you want doing the job. And you need to understand that you're the law. Let me go back to Thomas Jefferson, the third president. He said, bear always in mind that a nation ceases only to be Republican. In other words, the law, only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. Those that enforce the enumerated laws within the Constitution. I mean, what good would police be if they didn't actually enforce the law? What do you think the church's job is, America, on this earth? Those that are listening to me in 53 other countries, what do you think your job is to do? What is it to? What are you to be? You're called to be the light that reproves the darkness. And you're not to hide yourself, you're to stand up on top and proclaim the Christ and preach the gospel. Mark 6:15. Right? And we're not asking for permission to do that. But America, here's the answer. You're the law under God. Bear always in mind that a nation ceases to be a Republican only when the will of the majority ceases to be the law. And folks, what we do here on the Sons of Liberty on a daily basis is we tear down. And at the half hour mark, I'm going to build up. Because again, I want you to understand, as we tear down, we have to rebuild. Read Jeremiah 1 when you get a moment. But look what's happening in your country, folks. I mean, this is just it's astounding. It really is. Yesterday, I shared with you on sonsoflibertymedia.com, former NSA and CIA contractor, he said Kraft International mercenaries carried out San Bernardino assassinations, murders. Of course they are. These are the brown shirts, friends. These are the brown shirts that Adolf Hitler had. And it took us history to figure out what was really going on there. Well, look at what's going on in America and take that to Adolf Hitler himself and what he did and how he did it. Exactly. It's the same blueprint. It's the same people. Since September 11th, who's been under assault, friends, by their own government? It's not been a foreign government. Now you have in your face the foreign government. Folks, here's a brand new article by one of our contributors. The San Bernardino killings demonstrates Obama and media back our Muslim enemies. Well, birds of a feather, what, friends? Flock together. The killings demonstrate Obama and media back our Muslim enemies. Why is that? So therefore, who's creating the chaos? This is nothing new, friends. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, the real goals of climate change terrorists. And again, let me go back to the foundation, friends. This is happening today in the America that we know because of perfect judgment. Because people are standing around waiting for somebody else to do it. And see, what's happening, friends, is there's a lot of people across the globe that are waking up to the fact, well, who is responsible for this? Well, look to America. You can see it. I mean, the killings in San Bernardino, friends, demonstrates Obama and media back our Muslim enemies. Well, then, therefore, who's the enemy? Folks, it was Barack Hussein Obama, if you remember right, that rightly said, he said, our future must not belong to those who slander the prophet Islam. Hey, here's a little bell going off for you, friends. I'm blowing the trumpet. I'm preaching from the housetop right now. Did you know that Adolf Hitler did the exact same thing? Here's a little history lesson for you. Did you know who did his killing for him, friends? It was the Muslims, Muslim mercenaries. See, the Muslims today are being used as a political battering ram, just like I said they would right behind the homosexuals. See, no one's talking about the homosexual agenda now, because now what's happening is what Bradley's been warning about for a long time is now true. And now we're living in the reality of that. And now nobody can say anything about it because they know what God has been saying through the mouth of an ass is exactly right on the smack. Why? How is it that I know that? Because it's scriptural. It's scriptural. You know what's coming next, friends? The sword. The sword. And nobody in this country can complain to God that they didn't know what was going on. Because God in His mercy has been ringing the bell over and over 6 days a week on SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Center for Medical Progress, statement on Planned Parenthood, Allied National Abortion Federation's attack on free speech. Of course, why are they all trying to attack Article 1 and Article 2 of the Bill of Rights? Amendment 1 and Amendment 2, why? Hey, folks, they get rid of your guns. All the other amendments are history as well. Because you have nothing to enforce them with now. See how that works? And that is the purpose that you are armed. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Freedom versus Tyranny, A Clash of Civilizations. Speaking of a Christian nation accepting Muslims into this country who mean to overthrow. And that's exactly, by the way, what Tim was highlighting in his article. And it's important that you read that to understand what the law says. So when someone tells you, or you hear from a politician that shooting out a conversation out of both sides of his wicked mouth because he's got a wicked heart, you're going to know he's lying. And you're going to understand that he doesn't understand the Constitution that he himself swore to uphold. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, Rand Paul. Every gun regulation that President Obama has advocated for, California has already got it. And it didn't stop anything. Of course it doesn't. Because gun control is about control. We've talked about that so many times here, folks. They mean to disarm you so you have no power to stand up whatsoever and resist. That's what is happening, regardless if anybody wants to call it for what it is. That is what is happening. Okay? And this has been going on for a long time. It really started to take place under George Bush, George Herschel Walker Bush, Daddy Bush. Because keep in mind, him and his little devilish cohorts, they wanted to start a new world order because Daddy failed in the process, Prescott Bush, concerning Adolf Hitler and his financial, well, support for Adolf Hitler. And that's exactly why we're seeing the same blueprints under Bush. And you better bet your bottom dollar, these men that are in the White House right now, hey, folks, they're nothing more than minions doing what they're told to do. That's it. And they're too stupid to figure out that they're expendable as well. Reminds me of Bugsy Siegel back in the 30s. I remember watching a documentary. He said, you never have to worry about the mob hurting anybody outside. He said, we only kill our own. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. San Bernardino was Garland without guns. Pamela Geller. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Donald Trump's policy of banning Muslims infuriates proudly Wahhabist affiliated Huma Abedin. This is the devil speaking into Hillary Clinton's ear. And isn't it interesting that both Hillary and Barack Hussein Obama have Muslim aides? It's time to awake, America. It really is. You know, and that is my message. Bradley, wake up the dead church. Yes, sir. How do I do that? Just keep going forward. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islamists, communists, and other totalitarians are prohibited by law from immigrating to the United States of America. Folks, I strongly suggest that you take a look at what that says. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Islamists, communists, and other totalitarians are prohibited by law from immigrating to the United States of America. But if America, you don't know that, a nation that expects to be stuck on stupid, it expects what never was and never will be. Folks, it's time to be educated. People are destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. So what do we need to do? We need to read the founding documents.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at dollardownfall.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first, you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to dollardownfall.com. Again, that's dollardownfall.com.
A revolution in body protection has arrived only at FortressSurvivalLLC.com. Introducing the revolutionary patented Level 3 Bulletproof Vest. 100% Kevlar, 100% American made. Concealable, fully adjustable, and the lowest price on the market. Adult size normally $289.99, now just $250. Kid size normally $239.99, now just $200. Get affordable protection with a Level 3A Bulletproof Vest from FortressSurvivalLLC.com. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3.
Cool. All right. You notice that, friends? People are starting to interject scripture boldly. They're boldly proclaiming what they need to proclaim, which they should have never stopped proclaiming. Folks, we got Bill calling from Arkansas. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. How are you, my friend?
Hi, Bradley. I'm a friend of Tim, and he's the one who turned me on to you. I told him when this thing first broke out, it had professional all over it. I'm a veteran. I said, you know, it's not killing in large numbers at close range. It's not as easy as it looks on television. Mm-hmm. And I said, and I posed to him this scenario. You've got a couple of useful people. Like an Oswald, who may have thought they were on the inside, or like Timothy McVeigh. And for a young, struggling family in Southern California, trying to raise a child, someone calls and says, we're going to deposit $28,000 in your checking account, which they did receive shortly before this event. And what we want you to do, go about your business as usual, leave the party unexpectedly at a pre-designated time. We'll signal you. There'll be a van waiting for you that's been rented. We want you to deliver to this location, and we will deposit another large sum of money in your checking account. Meanwhile, they know nothing about the shooting. While they're away from home, the munitions are planted in their garage. Their official narrative, which we're only getting from government bureaucrats anyway and wonks, has been completely sheet-dipped and revised. Her photograph has been photoshopped, and the police are notified that these are the shooters, and they're violent, and they have threatened to not be taken alive, so take no prisoners. And you have a complete circle. Now, well, who benefits from that? Well, government's primary tool against the American people is confusion and fear. And when you look and to bring the word of God into this, and where I really want to go ultimately is, if you look in Job 12, you look in Jeremiah, you look in Isaiah, even John Calvin said, when God judges a nation, he gives it first ungodly rulers.
Yep.
And the fact is that the greatest enemy that America faces is not radical Islam. It's not even our tyrannical government. It's lukewarm Christianity.
That's exactly right. Good for you. That's exactly right. Let me say this too, though, Bill. It's a lack of Christianity, because there's no such thing as lukewarm Christianity. And that's exactly right. And that's my message to my friend, is take responsibility. Our sin is before God, not before man. And what's happening is we're beginning to see that our sin is finding this out, and the American people are taking it lightly, and they still are, by the way. They're still acting like this fire, as it talks about in Isaiah 42, that this fire is not going to burn them. They still feel that for some reason within themselves, Bill, this is just going to go away. And I was thinking about it during the break. I was thinking about how the American people just say, you know, we've been hearing this for 50 and 60 years. No, you haven't. No, you haven't. We're in it now. What you have been warned about for 50 and 60 years, you fell for the fact that it was just theory. It was conspiracy theory, when in fact, people that have been seeing this and that are actually coming to the light, that are awakening now, are saying, wait a second, it wasn't theory. This is what the state-controlled narrative was. Even those in the media now, even those on the left, as you would call it, concerning the right-left paradigm, they're beginning to wake up now, because they're realizing that this isn't a game, and the people that are in charge right now are not playing games, and they want to take it a lot further than they really want to go. And well, that's what's happening in this country.
Another reason why Christians overall and Americans overall are not standing against the tyranny that's coming down from above is because we're fighting daily another tyranny. It's called the tyranny of the urgent. People are so busy trying to pursue their perception of the American dream and to keep the wolf away from the door that they don't have time to see that the government's coming through the back door stealing the silverware.
That's right. That's right. That's right. And I'm laughing just because of the analogy that you used. I'm not making light of it, my friend, but that's exactly right.
Now here's my concern is that everyone is either mad or are in the process of getting mad, or else they're just dead. They're flatlined. But here's what I would submit. God did not attempt to establish a godly nation while it was in Egypt. He said, get out of Egypt.
That's exactly right.
And in 2 Kings, where Jeroboam and the 10 northern tribes literally seceded from tyrannical Judea and Rehoboam, and God says in his word, he engineered that.
Okay.
And then he promised Jeroboam, if you will obey my law and worship me and serve me, I will establish you. But, of course, they didn't either. So, subsequently, both the northern tribes and the southern tribes were destroyed.
Okay.
My concern is that our founders and the Word of God have given us the prescription. And it is peaceful divorce. We don't want to. I don't want to overcome or overthrow the United States government.
Did I just lose him? Okay, we just lost him. I don't know where we were going, but I'm suspecting he was talking secession, and we see that happening in Texas right now. We also know that there were several other states that were talking secession. Folks, I don't believe that the answer is to capitulate. I don't believe that the answer is to secede. I believe the answer is to deal with the issues at hand. And I'm trying to figure out for the life of me, where the 78% of those that profess their Christianity, where are you at? Why would we suggest to secede when, in fact, why don't we just deal with federal government? Because, again, when you go back to the facts of the matter, going back to the establishment and the founders and what they established, the federal government is a creature of the states. And there's 50 states and there's one federal government. So why would the states secede from what they've created? That doesn't make any sense. Deal with the issues. It's like having a bunch of cops knowing that there's a criminal shooting away in a public building and saying, instead of actually dealing with the gun and the shooter, let's just go ahead and secede. Let's just go to a different county because we don't want to have to deal with the crime. That's ridiculous. That's ludicrous. And furthermore, it's a whole lot of hypocrisy concerning the church in America today. Because, folks, you know what I was thinking about earlier during the first segment when I was highlighting what's going on in your country today? Folks, the professed church in America is not even, they're not even addressing the real issues in their country concerning their government because they don't want to have to judge within. They don't want to have to take responsibility. They just want to blame the government for their corruption, not understanding and realizing that the government is the fruit of a corrupt church. It's ridiculous. And folks, when you look at the church in America today, it's not the church, it's the whore. Folks, it's not filled with sheep, it's filled with goats for the most part. They're not making distinction between that which is holy and that which is defiled. No, they're just going along to get along. Folks, they're influenced by the world. And then they want to try to convert or proselytize others to what they've been converted by, the spirit of the world. And then they're trying to figure out where the Holy Ghost is. And then you wonder why the pastors and those that are leading the church today, the hirelings that are leading the church today, are driving it right into the ditch. Because it's not born of the Spirit. That's why it's not overcoming. That's why it's succumbing. And so, folks, we need to make a distinction between what the church is and what those that profess to be the church are. Because, folks, I just online before, and now I see where we were going with this, Holy Ghost. I didn't understand why this was in my thought process, but I do now. Right during the break, I was looking online and I was noticing stuff. People that I've known from the past doing the same thing and doing the same thing and doing the same thing, folks, in the church. I've known them for 5 and 10 and 15 years. They're doing the same thing, playing the same game, playing the little gossip games, committing adultery, watching pornography, doing the same stuff. Not realizing that it's their job to actually go out and seek and save that which is lost. That's the furthest thing from their minds. And the reason they don't do that, folks, is because they don't love God with their whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. And because they have some sort of gifting, they think that they're on their way to heaven. Yet it was the Lord that said, hey, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in your name? And what did the Lord say to them? Haven't we healed in your name? Haven't we raised the dead? Folks, haven't we done this, that, and the other thing in your name? And the Lord's going to say, depart from me, you workers of lawlessness. I never knew you. Just because you have the gift doesn't mean you know the gift giver. Folks, I've seen a lot of people that operate in the prophetic. They tell you yes when they should tell you no, and they tell you no when they should tell you yes. And why is that? Because they're the enemies of the cross of Jesus Christ. If they speak not according to the law and to the testimony, it's because there's no light in them. But folks, I've shared this, and folks, this is the furthest thing from my spiritual hope in Christ. Lord, is our wound incurable in America? Because everybody can identify the problem, but there's very few that are actually taking the candle and leading the way rather than cursing the darkness. Yes, and I understand that we tear down. That's my job. Tear down, build up. Tear down, build up. 90% law, 10% grace. 90% law, 10% grace. And in America, they have it completely upside down. It's 100% false grace with no law whatsoever because they're enemies of Christ. Enemies of the cross of Christ. They're ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And I'll tell you why they're ashamed of it is because they don't know the Christ that they profess to the world that they do know, if they do profess it at all. But one of the things that Bill was right about is, hey, folks, it's not just a tyrannical government. Tyrannical government is because of a tyrannical church. And a tyrannical church is because of those that have gone tyrannical before a just and a holy God. You've committed adultery. You've committed whoredoms before God. Your sin is before a just and a holy God. And you are being found out at every turn, America. That's why there's confusion. Read Isaiah 59, friends. Read it wholly. It's your sins that have set you apart from your God. And for the most part, people don't even think about what I'm talking about right now until they're on their deathbed. I want to tell you something. The great deceivers are right there saying, let's say the prayer to Jesus and let's make sure that when you depart from here during your last days, that you're going to heaven. I want to tell you something, friends. Those are the greatest deceivers of all, because in most cases, those that are dying on their deathbed that want to go to heaven now, they knew their whole lives and they rejected the Christ their whole lives. And what did Jesus say? If you deny me, I'll also deny you. Let's put this into perspective and use a little common sense. We're going to come back. Final segment coming up on the other side of the break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. We are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hello, this is Michael Bresciani. I'm the editor of the AmericanProfit.org. We originally begun to feature the articles and materials of Bradley Dean, and we're just glad to have him. He has a strong vision for the nation and is witness to young people in his national tours to high school and college campuses.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
With a new year coming, it's time for a new way to look at weapon storage. Safes can't be accessed quickly, and racks are unsafe for children. Covert cabinets are the next level in home defense. They fit seamlessly into any home's decor, and they provide quick access to firearms while keeping them uniquely hidden. Covert cabinets, the ideal hidden storage solution. Custom made in the USA. Covert cabinets are an elegant and practical alternative to the bulky and obvious storage systems of the past. Find out more at covertcabinets.com. That's covertcabinets.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Longevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Anyways, thank you for the call, by the way. We love that. And folks, again, I want you to understand that if we stick to the topic, we'll pull you up. And we do appreciate the phone calls that we get on a daily basis. It's just not that we take them all, and we do appreciate it. I also wanted to give you a shout-out, too, and tell you thank you very much for making the Sons of Liberty the number two radio show during the week on GCN and the number one radio show on Saturday. You only can make that happen, and we do appreciate it. Now, folks, just for the sake of time, again, we took that phone call, and again, we appreciate that, but we kind of lost a little time there in the process of what we wanted to lay out. So I'll just do the first part of what I'll finish up tomorrow. But folks, the American view of law and government is going back to the presupposition. Now, as I said earlier, going to Jeremiah 1, I said that we're going to tear down and we build up. That's exactly what we do. And as a matter of fact, that's exactly what Jeremiah was sent to do. Any of his prophetic people, that's what they were always called to do, was to tear down and build up. If there was something to build up after things were tore down. Let me say it that way. But again, going to Scripture, friends, you do need to understand that that's exactly what God called Jeremiah to do. He said that he was set to tear down and to build up, to root up, to pull down, and then to, again, folks, build up. And that's exactly what we want to do, because that's the proper foundation in which we build the apostles and the prophets, and that's what we're sticking to here. But going to the presupposition concerning the American view of law and government, now we're building up, friends. The presuppositions is there are the things which are accepted as true before any argument can commence. We can't talk about anything until we first understand that God is. Okay? There's no debate, no argument, no whatever the case might be, until we first establish the presupposition that God is. See, when we go back to the general presupposition that truth exists and is absolute, objective, and unchanging, that's true. The word of the Lord endureth forever. The Lord changeth not. Malachi 3:16 and Hebrews 13. He said that I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. That's good to know. No matter what happens. It's like a lighthouse. We were some time back out on the shoreline, coastline of the ocean, and there was a lighthouse there, and my boy said, what is that? I said, that's a lighthouse. So when the storms are out there and the ships are going up and down with every wave, and they just don't know where the inland is, that's all they have to do is look to the lighthouse, and you can see the lighthouse. It's always standing firm, holding its ground to make others aware that that's where we're to go. So it draws us into security. And again, going back to God, that's exactly what's awesome about the things of the Lord. He never changes. And then going to the general presupposition again, we hold these truths to be self-evident. That's found in the Declaration of Independence. Specific presuppositions contained in the Declaration of Independence is there is a God. Okay, so again, this is where you derive your rights from, America. Secondly, going back to the Declaration, all men are created equal. Equal to what? The Creator and the Lawgiver. And the rights come from Him. They don't come from the generosity of the states, said John F. Kennedy. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, laying this out, folks, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, non-transferable, and among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, according to what? The Creator in His guidelines. The purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights. Not, hey, folks, what you're seeing in government today is nothing but a bunch of outlaws. They're acting outside of their scope of authority. They're not acting within the confines of the Constitution or confines of the Constitution of the United States and its enumerated laws. No, they're doing their best to tear it down along with this criminal in the White House. And you better bet your bottom dollar that everyone's going right along to get along, because if it wasn't the case, then why is it that not one of them has actually drawn up the articles of impeachment concerning this criminal in the White House? Isn't it also interesting, friends, that they, without fail, once they get their opportunity to be on television, they'll condemn the president? But how do they justify them? See, what they do is they condemn in the South and they justify or they promote in the North. You can bet your bottom dollar that when they're hanging out with the president, they're buddy buddies. But when they get on TV, they have to condemn them, because that's which way the wind is blowing at that particular time. And they're worthless. The devil can't even use them, friends. But again, going back to this, there is a God, that all men are created equal, rights come from Him, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And what's the purpose of civil government? It's to protect God-given rights. I believe it was John Adams that rightly said the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law, from sin. Listen to what I just said. It's to restrain men from violating law. Just think about that. To restrain men, not to encourage or to lead the way in transgressing and teaching others how to violate moral law. Folks, going back to the criminal in the White House today, Rules for Radicals. Saul Alinsky, the author, he accredited Satan concerning his book, and both Hillary Clinton and Barack Hussein Obama are Satan's disciples. That's a fact. They said it. I didn't. So the purpose of civil government is to protect God-given rights. And America, this is going to stop when you stand up by the Spirit of Christ. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, that to secure these rights that God has bestowed upon us, governments are instituted among men. Of course they are. And all civil government is derived to the consent of the people. Listen to this. You are the government. Here comes the Declaration of Independence. to lay the premise, deriving their just power from the consent of what? The governed. Those that work for you in government are only doing what you are allowing them to do. When any government becomes destructed to this purpose, the people have a right and a duty to alter or abolish it. And see, we have the state-controlled media out working, trying to create enemies out of things that they say, even when they don't say them. See, folks, in the past we've talked about the militia, Amendment 2, Bill of Rights. You are the militia. But you have the state-controlled narrative is to demonize and polarize those that bear arms because they want to make you out to be the criminal because they want you to believe the people that they don't have and the support that they don't have. They want you to believe and they want you to be afraid of actually owning a gun. Well, folks, I want to tell you something. America, how many guns do you have in this country? That should tell you how many people are in support of Amendment 2 of the Bill of Rights. The media does not have the support that you want them to, that they want you to believe that they have. They do not have the support. They have less than a 21% approval rating, friends. What are you running from? And by the way, if you are running, that's a part of the curse. The wicked flee when none pursueth. Proverbs 28. But on the contrary, what does he say? The righteous are made bold as lions. That means to be unafraid. Forward to danger. So when any government becomes destructive of this purpose, they have a right and a duty to alter or abolish. Going back to the declaration that whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish it. As Abraham Lincoln rightly said, we're not to throw off the Constitution, we're to throw off the men that pervert the Constitution. That's exactly right. And everybody should be in agreement with that. And if they're not, then you need to deal with those people that are violating constitutional law. And what's the function of government? Well, it's given the power of the sword, force, in order to restrain the exercise of sin. Romans 13:3-4. For rulers are not a terror to good works, but to the evil. What will then not be afraid of the power? Folks, listen to this carefully. Do that which is good, and thou shalt have the praise of the same. Now you do good, friends, what happens? They try to demonize you. So it tells you who's corrupt. For he is the minister of God to thee for good, but if thou do that which is evil, be afraid, for he beareth not the sword in vain, for he is a minister of God. Those that serve we the people in this country have been ordained by God to be a minister of God for good, not for evil. And you're seeing exactly the opposite. So that tells you it's a foreign government. It is not American government. These are outlaws. And I know you got this image in your mind right now that, you know, they got a bunch of cowboy hats on with sides slinging, guns on both sides, riding down the street on a horse, right? No, that's not at all. They're outlaws. They're violating law. They're criminals. And that's what it means when you stand outside of your purpose concerning the enforcement of law. They're there to be a revenger to execute wrath upon him that doeth evil. So therefore, to enforce God's standard of right and wrong is the purpose of government. Romans 13:3-4. And to maintain order so Christians and others can practice right living. 1 Timothy 2:2. For kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness. Peace in godliness, friends. Not peace without godliness. Peace in godliness. That means you're friends. You're in accordance with God's word in his Son. To he who hath the Son hath life. The life is in Christ. That's the peace that he's talking about. The peace that passeth all understanding. The peace that Christ gives unto us that the world will not receive. No, you as Christians, guess what, are going to experience warfare today for doing the right thing by living godly lives and having only the peace of God that passeth all understanding. There's no possible way a Christian in America can have peace as to what's going on concerning this country right now. There is a warfare going on, and every real Christian by the Holy Ghost knows that they're in a warfare. And guess what? They have their spiritual dukes up. And they're in the fight. They're fighting the good fight of faith. So, folks, we're going to pick part two up tomorrow. We appreciate you. Thank you for the phone call again, Bill, out in Arkansas. Folks, we love you by what we do, and do consider this is December. Do consider supporting the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. 1-866-233-0747. Love you. See ya.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants.
In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com. That's One World, W-H-E-Y.